The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Emisha Gormley.
We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
I feel like we're coming back around to something, Emisha.
I know.
We really are. And our guest, who's amazing today, but we say that every week, but no, she's really like amazing. But today we're going to talk about a certain type of treatment that Em and I, we separately use it to get pregnant. Today's episode is all about, I know it's going to sound crazy, but acupuncture, the powers of acupuncture. I started going back. I see a woman here in Los Angeles. If you get busy off this, Dr. Jing, you're already busy. No one can get a hold of you, but give me an appointment. But I love Dr. Jing more than anything. She is so phenomenal. I feel like I got pregnant all because of her. And today's guest is Emisha's guru / acupuncturist.
She's my Dr. Jing. She's my Michelle.
She's your Michelle. Doctor, I guess I can say Dr. Michelle Bambasi. And I'm just so excited to finally see you in person. She's the program manager for the Integrative Program for Comprehensive Wellness at Columbia University Department of Pediatrics. And her role in integrative therapies programs, she's led family acupuncture practice. So she's worked with kids, with families, undergoing patients who are undergoing cancer treatments or any other stress-related conditions. She's phenomenal, beautiful, and she used to be a fucking dancer. So she's pretty and long and lean, and she knows how to do Okay, I'm so happy to meet you because Emisha, I heard her talk a lot. Like, we became obsessed with acupuncture. I blew up like a whale. During my first pregnancy, I was 204 pounds on June 19th in 2012. It was not a pretty moment, but my hands were swelling so bad that a friend of mine had suggested acupuncture. So I'd used Dr. Jing to get pregnant. The powers of acupuncture are real.
Yeah, they're real. And thank you so much, Molly and Emisha, for inviting me on your podcast and for the amazing introduction. I just love working with Emisha. We have such a nice connection and she's such a beautiful person. I feel like sometimes I get treated.
I know. She's really good. But we have this whole, now a lot of people know acupuncture for fertility. Now we've kind of broken that little myth, right? Like, it's a fact. Acupuncture can help you get pregnant, period. But it is amazing. And again, how many things it's helpful. Stress, chronic illness, my back helped me with the back. I can go there and this is so funny. I'd be like, I don't really need anything. I'm totally fine. I'll be snoring on the table. I'll be in a coma. She'll put one needle. I'm relaxed. It is phenomenal.
I think the ultimate
true seal of approval that this is a real science, because I think that there are a lot of individuals who think it's like a hokey pokey thing. Oh, they go and put needles in your body. But the fact that like a leading international hospital like Columbia pulled you out of your private practice and put into place an entire department that is dedicated to acupuncture and treating patients on all levels and all facets, and also an important fact, treating their employees, because what you offer also is to support the staff that and the nurses that work at the hospital. I think the fact that a hospital like Columbia believes in this Eastern medicine gives it credibility as a science. So I think, you know, I know why you started in acupuncture, and it has to do with you being a dancer, but I think it really explains what acupuncture does, why you got into it, and what drew you to that. So I think our listeners would love to hear that story.
Yeah. So there's a couple things. So as a dancer, I struggled with a number of injuries, and I searched out different therapeutic modalities, and acupuncture really resonated with me because not only did it help me to feel physically better, it also helped me to relax. And I kind of felt like it was similar to dance in that it included this precision of acupuncture points, but also included movement, because the whole premise of acupuncture is about moving the chi and creating a balance within the body.
So what is the chi?
So chi, spelled Q-I, is our vital life force. So everything is chi. So in terms of the body, the chi is your energy. The chi is your skin, your muscles. The chi is the way your function body. So chi is your vital energy and the function of life force. So if your chi is stagnant or blocked, it's going to create pain. So we'll look at where that pain is manifesting, and then we'll try to move that chi away from that area so that it feels freed up.
Dr. Jing will go, stick out your tongue, and then she'll make a grimace of a face. And I don't know what that means. And then she just starts putting needles in me. Why is she checking my tongue?
Okay. So the tongue is a microsystem of the entire body.
Oh, great.
So we can... I think we're all going to have to stick out our tongues here. So the... You're looking healthy over there.
Thanks. I appreciate it. It's been a good week.
So the tongue can show, it gives the acupuncturist a hint or an idea of which direction to move in. So if the tongue is dry or if the tongue is moist, it lets us know what's happening with the fluids in the body. If the tongue has cracks or the color is purple, it lets us know that there's either dryness or there's stagnation of chi, there's that word again, and blood. So, and there, if there's a white coat or a yellow coat, it lets us know, like, is there mucus in the body? Like, what's happening? Are you blood deficient? So it's kind of a tool that we use to guide our treatments. And we'll also take the pulse to kind of get a sense as to where you are energetically. Are you, you know, a little bit anxious about the treatment? So this is a way for us not only to connect, but also to tell us which organ system might be out of balance, where the emotion system is sitting that day, and then allow you, the patient, the time to kind of relax.
Array was founded on a simple principle. Their mission is to help women feel their best, and I really do love that. Formulated by naturopathic doctors, they've created 100% natural supplements with real results. Array's product line has three products: Bloat, Calm, and Sleep Alchemy capsules to help women solve everyday problems we are constantly dealing with. I want to specifically talk about the bloat capsules, which we have in my office, we have in my home, we have the entire line at my office and my home, and we're talking about them all the time. The bloat capsules, they're a 5-herb-and-1-fruit-based digestive enzyme that targets bloat so you feel relief quickly. It addresses all possible causes, bloating, it reduces heartburn, speeds up food breakdown, and prevents gas. I just take 2 to 3 bloat capsules right after eating, and they work for anything. By the way, healthy food can make you super bloated, so don't think that it won't. Sometimes even more than something like pizza or pasta. Basically, they help with overall digestion and are designed to be taken as needed. Now, I want to go into a little bit of a detail. First of all, we're talking laxative-free, vegan, non-GMO, gluten-free, filler-free, nut-free, cruelty-free, and non-habit-forming, which, you guys, is really important. There's only 6 ingredients, all natural, bromelain for speeding up food breakdown, which is really important, ginger root, which is great for digestion, lemon balm, gas prevention, dandelion root for liver health, peppermint, so good for gas, and slippery elm for digestive organ protection, and nothing else. I'm telling you, you're gonna love the bloat capsule. Keep it in your bathroom, keep it in your bag, keep it in your kitchen. Bring it with you everywhere you go, and you can thank me later. Go to array.com and use code LIPSTICK at checkout to get 15% off your first purchase and a free sleep mini. For those of you who don't live in sunny California, it wasn't so sunny here just a few weeks ago. In fact, it was nonstop raining, which is probably a larger climate change issue, which we'll address a little bit later. But all this to say, the constant rain really had me just wanting to curl up in bed for days. I know we're spoiled here, so I'm sounding a bit dramatic, but I have to tell you, one of the most important things you can invest in is a great pair of sheets. And truthfully, it was probably more the sheets calling my name than that rainy weather getting me into bed. That's why I'm thrilled to talk to you about Bull and Ranch. I know you guys have heard about them. I'm obsessed with them. Their sheets are buttery. They're soft. They're literally made of 100% organic cotton threads that get softer with every wash. That's the magic to them. While you think most things you wear wash, these just keep getting better and better with time. It's part of the beauty of Bull and Ranch. We have their signature hem sheets in a California king size in white, bright white, just the classic. We like traditional around here, and they're their bestseller for a reason. Trust me, you'll understand it when you take the plunge. I do love the other colors they offer, and especially great for our guest bedrooms. But for my main room, I love that crisp, bright white. And I know this might sound crazy, but I actually sleep better with Bull and Branch sheets. We don't realize it, but our bedding, our pillows, our duvet, all of that really does make a difference in how rested we feel the next day. And sleep, my friends, is one of the most important things you can do. Make the most of your bedtime with Bull and Branch sheets. Get 15% off your first set of sheets when you use promo code LIPSTICK at bullandbranch.com. That's Bull and Branch, bullandbranch.com, and use promo code LIPSTICK.
Hi, I'm Mari Llewellyn, and I'm the host of the Pursuit of Wellness podcast. A couple of years ago, I went through a huge transformation, and although I got a lot of attention for losing weight and discovering my passion for weightlifting, there was a lot more to that before and after than what a few pics could ever capture. On the Pursuit of Wellness, you can expect tons of information from experts about optimizing your body and mind. I'll also be sharing some triumphs and struggles from my own personal life. I'm on this journey with you, so you can definitely count on my podcast to give you that weekly dose of encouragement we all need as we pursue things that make us feel our very best inside and out. Tune into the Pursuit of Wellness every week wherever you listen to podcasts.
I don't know why acupuncture ended up getting a bad rap, because it's so, I mean, we were like, it treats neck, headaches, migraines, back, joints. It's good for fertility, for, you know, patients going through chemo, patients going through different antibiotic stress and build up in their body. Like, it is incredible, but I am happy now. I mean, even I don't even know that I would have done an episode on acupuncture 2 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, even though I used it for fertility, I was like, oh, it's for fertility. You know what I mean?
Well, there's couple things.
No, there's so many benefits, which I wanted you to talk through.
Yeah, well, the National Institute of Health really is recognizing acupuncture as a valid evidence-based modality. And as the years go by, more and more research is proving that. So also with the pharmaceuticals and the opioid epidemic, you know, the CDC and the FDA, they're also going to non-pharmacological modalities to help with pain and anxiety. And that has helped move our profession along. I will say that acupuncture works really well in conjunction with conventional medicine, which is why the National Institute of Health puts it in a bracket of complementary integrative health therapies because they complement one another. You know, acupuncture can help reduce pain. It is preventative medicine. It takes the whole person into consideration. So it doesn't only look at the part of the body that is experiencing pain, but it looks at all aspects of the individual. Like, where are you at today emotionally? Like, did you just have a fight with your husband and you're stressed out and you're holding on to tension? Did you just have an intense deadline at work? Like, what's going on in your life? You know, like, we take everything into consideration and it is really being recognized. And in terms of fertility, it's amazing at, so a lot of things that can't, that don't show up on like blood work and exams, acupuncture is fabulous at, because this is where that chi thing comes in. Because if chi is stuck and tight and not moving, nothing can enter in either. So in terms of fertility, we'll provide acupuncture points to distal points. You know how like you're coming in for fertility, but you're getting needled in your hands, you're getting needled in your feet, you're getting needled in your head, because we're opening up the channels that go through the reproductive organs. And then we're also needling points that encourage blood flow to the organs, to the uterus.
I remember you talking about like thickening the lining. Like that was one of the things you told me that acupuncture was good for. Cause my personal situation was I had had a miscarriage and I had come to you after my miscarriage and you were one of the first people who knew I was pregnant. And you were with me for the first 5 months of my pregnancy with Grace until then you told me you were leaving your private practice and I was devastated. But you were saying that it's all about the blood flow, because that is like one of the most critical parts of getting pregnant, holding on to your pregnancy, making sure your lining is thick, all of those things that a test doesn't really show you.
Exactly. And also the anxiety that I think comes around with trying to get pregnant. More and more doctors, especially when a woman is going through IVF, there is a monetary, there is in 8 days, you're going to know this. In 12 days, you're going to know this. Like the stress of that, which is what I like when I go in there and she'll ask me very few questions, stick up my tongue, take my pulse. And literally, I can be so stressed out with very few needles. And I'm not a needle person, but somehow I've gotten over, which I'm sure we need to talk about because they're not like massive needles. They're like very, 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 very thin needles. But it is, it's incredible how the anxiety can go from like a 10 to like a 4.
So acupuncture works with the mind-body loop. So if we're stressed, then the stress can create dysfunction in the physiological system or the skeletal system, the muscular system, or if we're tight in our bodies, that can create more stress in our system. So for example, when you're undergoing IVF, it's like you have all this tension because you're like, is it going to work? Is it not going to work? You feel all this pressure. You're, you know, having to take all these drugs, your hormones are going crazy. So the acupuncture helps to balance that out. It really helps to settle the mind and the body together so that not only can the system feel calm, but then the body can function correctly. And it's not using all of its energy to process the stress. It can really use its energy to heal. So now, it's wonderful at helping to conceive. And it's also wonderful through pregnancy, as you both know.
Well, here's what we wrote down. General health and well-being. Yep. Stress and anxiety, pain, anti-aging, which we want to talk to you a little bit about, because now there's a whole thing around like acupuncture facials, which I'm really interested in.
Yeah.
Fertility, menopause, gastrointestinal. It actually can improve aid to digestion, stomach aches, skin issues, and I do not have this problem, but helping people with sleep.
Yes. So those are a lot of different categories.
But that's what I mean. There's so many different categories, but yet those are all the things that we kind of made our list from that it can help.
Pain
it
to me.
It really can.
And it's funny. True story. Mike has been afraid of acupuncture. Very, very. Was it 2 weeks ago? We finally got Michelle to needle him. And it was, he walked away going, okay, this is amazing. And for any of our listeners who have never tried acupuncture before, the sign of a good acupuncturist is when the needle goes in. And I know, Michelle, you said sometimes the muscles aren't ready, but you will literally feel the muscle wrap around the needle and then your muscle starts to jump. It is the best release you will ever feel. I learned it's actually the fascia release. And it's like the tightness, right, of what's in between the muscles. And when you realize, like I carry all my stress in my neck, which then goes down into my shoulder blades, which I right now, like my entire neck and shoulder blades are like this. And so when Michelle puts the trigger points, needles in there and they release, it is like, like the pain that I feel goes away. So from the pain perspective, I think that there is, I can't imagine anyone that wouldn't, if they're open to it, see the benefits of it. Like, what do you think holds people back? Is it just the needles?
Yeah, I think some people have fear of needles. I think the both of you inviting me on this podcast is going to educate your audience to know that it's clean needles. We never reuse needles. So it's safe.
And they're not needles. Like, they're like little hair. Like they're like tiny.
I know, but it's still a needle. Like when you're like, I'm going to put 27 needles in, you're like, no, go fuck yourself. They're not happening. You know what I mean? Like, no.
Yeah.
So it's the fear of the needle. It's also the cleanliness. Like it's important to go see a licensed acupuncturist.
Well, that's what we wanted to ask you. If someone is not in New York City, they can't get to you through Columbia. What do you recommend and how do you know if someone is good? Is there a directory, like a national, like you have to get a license, a certain kind of, what should people look for?
Definitely you want to go see a licensed acupuncturist. And then additional training would be nationally certified. So the NCCAOM.
NCCAOM.
Yep. So it's a national certification in acupuncture and oriental medicine. So that holding a license requires malpractice insurance, 3 to 5 years of a graduate's education. So acupuncture is actually a graduate program. You go through a master's program, you get a master's degree, and then you take a board exam. You take 3 different board exams. 2, if you're licensed, depending on the state. And then the national certification also includes the biomedical. So you take a board exam in biomedical mechanisms, which means you must understand our body from a biomedical standpoint, in addition to the science of acupuncture. So, and I think to Emish's point, that leads us to this muscle release and the pain. It combines trigger point therapy, which was coined by Dr. Janet Travell. I'm going to get a little bit historical here with you. She was JFK's physician.
Oh, wow.
In the White House. And he had low back pain, like chronic low back pain and back surgery. And as a physician, she would realize that a lot of her patients, like their blood works were fine, their exams were fine. So she started this called trigger point therapy, which used a real hypodermic needle and would inject into the muscle like a lidocaine, that would create this analgesic effect. And then she would release the muscle, boom, all the symptoms would go away. So what happened was, is that over the years, my actual teacher, who I started to practice acupuncture physical medicine, took that technique, because he's like, it's a needle. We should be able to do that with an acupuncture needle. And overlaid the acupuncture meridians over the muscles. So you approach it from a channel perspective, and then you go into the muscle without injecting anything, and you release it.
That's amazing.
So, and it resets the muscle.
You should have seen Mike. He was like,
I know. I just, you know, recently had back surgery last year at the end of the year, and I am ongoing acupuncture back there just to help release and heal and blood flow. And it's really made a massive difference. And I will do it the entire year.
I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah, the acupuncture will help to restore the body back into its function a lot quicker than just allowing time to heal. So it speeds up the healing process, decreases inflammation, and also at the same time, helps the nervous system to relax. So you're also in this like zen state with a relaxed body. Let's go dancing.
Right. Do you? Exactly. This episode was brought to you by Dime Beauty. I'm so excited to talk to you about a new clean brand I recently discovered. It's called Dime Beauty. That's right, D-I-M-E Beauty. There's so much I love about them. Their motto is that their products are clean, but they're powerful enough to produce results. And that's really the thing. Clean beauty, it's got to work, or else I'm really not interested. Everything there is vegan, cruelty-free, and they don't use any harsh chemicals. Their products are even ranked between 1 to 3 on the EWG toxicity scale. We're also talking fragrance-free, because I'm not sure if you guys know this, but fragrance can be really harmful to the skin and clog pores. They have such a great website, which I thoroughly enjoy browsing. Everything is budget-friendly, so you won't feel like you're breaking the bank by adding a thing or two to the cart. Their packaging, I love it, you guys. It's made of glass, not plastic. I love that they're eco-friendly, and they offer a return for up to 60 days. They're all really so many great things. Let me think what else. They do a great job of organizing and categorizing their products on their site, from bestsellers to the best bundles, skincare and body care, beauty and fragrance. They have it covered. Their packaging is really chic, which, you know, I care about deeply. You know, at Lipstick on the Rim, we try so many beauty products, and I have to say a few call-outs for the things that I think you guys should keep an eye out. I love their lip balm, their creamy foam cleanser, the hyaluronic acid serum, and then the bundle, like I said, seriously take a look at the bundle. They've got an anti-aging one, just saying, that I really, really like. I don't need one yet, but, you know, might make a great gift or two. No, honestly, that anti-aging bundle is the bomb. I'm excited for you guys to meet and try Dime Beauty. I think you guys are going to love it. Use code LIPSTICK, and we got you guys 20% off your entire order. Use code LIPSTICK at checkout for 20% off your entire order. Okay, so here's the thing. You know at Schitt's Creek when Moira is asked, what's her favorite season? And she says awards. Well, mine is sales season. That's right. And by the way, I might add, it's not sales season currently, which makes this all the more exciting. Macy's big home sale is here. As if I couldn't be more excited. You guys know how much I love homeware and interiors. We're talking furniture and mattresses and rugs, 10 to 65% off, people, which is a huge range and kind of amazing, because it really means you can shop and refresh your space or different little things in your home at basically any price point. There's so much good stuff. If I were you, I would get to shopping ASAP for your favorite pieces or the things you know that will probably sell out, because they do. Okay, so let's go through some of my favorite standouts, because when it comes to sale, it's the Hunger Games out there. I love their Elite Gourmet. It's an incredible air fryer convection oven. Everyone in their home needs an air fryer. And if you don't have one, you need one. It will change the way you eat, I promise. They have a beautiful hotel collection that makes super luxe hotel-worthy towels that come in a variety of really soft and beautiful colors, and they feel amazing. If you're in the market for new knives, Art and Cook, a great brand. They make a great 25-piece state-of-the-art set. Looks good, it's beautiful, and it works. Also, Tag has some suitcases. They have a great set in pink. Ugh, it's so good. It's a three-piece set I think you guys might love. There's so much stuff. Pots, pans, flatware, bakeware sets, pressure cookers. We personally have been wanting a waffle maker, but it feels like maybe that's probably not the first thing I need, but I do. I want a waffle maker. I just do. So I might get it. It's time. Stock up on every home item you could possibly want and more. Just check out Macy's.com. The sale won't last long. It's amazing. Make sure and go to Macy's.com. Do you believe in herbs and supplements? And or do you do the liquid dirt that my Dr. Jean makes me drink?
So I am not an herbalist. I will take herbal remedies when I need to. I will refer patients to herbalists as needed. So for example, if somebody comes in with severe acne, I can use acupuncture, but I really think that there's something systemic, something internal that needs to be addressed. So I'll refer them to an herbalist.
And do you think the herbalist can help in terms of it with acne?
I do. I also refer to a biochemical nutritionist. So using vitamins and supplements to help clear out histamines and, you know, provide programs that are tailored to the individual needs. Because we can't say that my acne is the same as Emish's acne. We don't have acne now, but I'm just, you know, so everybody has slightly different aspects that create these ailments that I think herbal medicine and dietary supplements are required.
I want the nutritionist, the, what's it called? The
biochemical nutrition.
I want that. I'm going to text you.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Anti-aging.
Yeah. So the facial. So talk about, this is like a whole new thing.
It is. Appearance enhancement is becoming like the fastest growing specialty in acupuncture. And so it works in two different ways. So we know as we age, you know, we lose our collagen, our skin drops. I mean, everybody on this call.
We are not experiencing aging on this podcast.
Frozen in time.
We are frozen in time.
We all get acupuncture. Our chi is vibrant.
Vibrant chi.
But so acupuncture facials works in a couple of different ways. So for wrinkles, you're going to love this, Emisha, because it gets to the fascia. So there's the little microderm needles. You insert them into the deeper fascial, into the facial muscles. So it helps loosen that fascia and it helps relax and plump up the skin because it causes little microtraumas with the needle. So all of the healing agents go to that area and bring tonicity back to the skin and the muscle.
So is this a little bit about where the microneedling kind of the same? You're kind of damaging it to plump it back up. Oh my, that is.
Wait, so if someone's afraid of Botox or not ready for Botox, would you say this is like a baby step without putting anything into your body?
Exactly. The difference between fillers and Botox is that acupuncture, well, there's two differences. Acupuncture is not injecting anything, so you don't have to go through the detox systemically. And everybody responds to different chemicals differently. Like you don't know how you're going to react to having certain chemicals in your body. And also the acupuncture, the difference between acupuncture rejuvenation is that it takes the whole body, the whole system into consideration. So we believe that like as the tongue, the face also is a presentation of what's happening internally and emotionally. So by looking at the tongue, taking the pulse, getting a clear history of lifestyle, we can kind of understand like what else to nourish for longevity and anti-aging. So you're working with promoting overall health and well-being, preventing, slowing down the aging process, And then also working locally on the face to help bring back the tonicity of the muscles and plump up the skin so it's lustrous and vibrant.
Do you recommend going to acupuncture morning, night, or afternoon?
Great question. So that depends on what your objective is. If your goal is to, you know, go for acupuncture because you're an insomniac, you should go at night. So you could just leave and go right into bed in that calm state. If you're really fatigued and you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning, go in the morning so that you feel stimulated and energized. If you're a performer and you have a day off, you're going to want to go on your day off so you have a day to kind of recover and allow your muscles to heal and repair.
Do you still dance?
For my own enjoyment, I do, yes. I feel like I'm due for a performance, though. I don't know. I always say in my next life, I'm going to be dancing till I'm 100 again on Broadway.
This is a question I really have is how does acupuncture improve stomach aches or digestion issues? Because that I think is A, how does it do it? And B, do you have to be very consistent in going to maintain that?
Yeah. It's super helpful with digestive issues. So from constipation to bloating to acid reflux to loose stool, diarrhea, you know, all the poop issues. So basically it works with the same concept. You're going to try to see where there is excess or where there is deficiency in the body. So for example, constipation, there's usually tension somewhere. It can either be excess or it can be tension is usually excess. So you want to figure out where that is and move that out. So you're promoting the smooth flow of qi. Stomach qi, every type of qi in the body, stomach qi, liver qi, kidney qi, all has a very specific direction. Stomach qi is supposed to descend. So it's supposed to move down. If you're constipated, it's kind of stuck. So you want to redirect it down. So we'll provide acupuncture to points on the stomach channel in the leg to invite that stool to come on down and to help you eliminate. If you have acid reflux, the stomach qi is going up. So we call it rebellious stomach qi because it's going in the opposite direction that it's supposed to. So we'll redirect that down as well. And acid reflux, there's heat involved, right? So it's hot, it's acidic. So we'll also provide lifestyle recommendations. So the one thing about acupuncture is that it's not only about how we provoke a certain outcome, it's also about including lifestyle adjustments, whether it be diet, whether it be exercise, whether it be hydration, right? You have to also work with it. So
I was just saying, like, even in children, you know, there's some kids who go more regularly. Some kids are completely stopped up.
Yeah. I actually just got certified in one of the first pediatric acupuncture courses in the US, and digestive issues and allergies are like the top two conditions, in addition to musculoskeletal pain issues for growing pains and sports in kids. And yeah, same thing. You could also teach abdominal massage.
Is massage good for children?
It's fantastic for children.
My kids are such elitists. They love a massage.
Oh,
it's healthy.
Honestly, like, I'll rub them. I mean, literally lying flat and like, oh, Brooks loves it. I rubbed his back the other day for like 15 minutes and he was like, Mom, I love you. Like, I love you too.
Lucky.
But it is. Remember when your kids were constipated as babies, you would like lift their legs up.
Oh, yeah. Do the rowboat, going back and forth.
Yeah. I mean, it is
moving the chi.
This will never affect Emisha and I, but we just wanted to talk about it for other people who are going through menopause. Can you talk a little bit about hormone therapy, reduce hot flash, sleep, mood swings? other than Emisha and I.
Exactly.
Exactly. Can acupuncture help with that?
Sure. It can help with the symptoms. It can help reduce symptoms significantly. It may not take them away. Right. Like, this is where herbal medicine kind of comes in and diet and nutrition come in concert with acupuncture. But so hot flashes, we're looking at the heat is rising in the system, right? So we want to cool the body. And there are certain points indicated to cool the body. So they're called water points. And you want to cool the fire points with water points. And you want to needle away from the head and the chest. You want to invite that energy down. So that's like the energetic piece of the acupuncture. And then you have the mood swings, right? So working on calming the system, we keep getting back to that calming, you know, the central nervous system. You want to help to re-regulate the emotions, the dryness. There are points for, not that anybody here ever feels dry or anything. There are points
to moist and hydrated.
Moist and hydrated at all times, let me tell you.
Hydration is important.
You are amazing and so beautiful. We do want to do a little bit of rapid fire, but before, okay, you guys can't see her. She has dark black long hair, cherry burnt red lip, a little bit more on the berry side.
Her eyes are like piercing blue in person.
And they're like piercing freaking blue. She's like a young version of my mother. What is your favorite like foundation coverage glow?
Yeah, I use Laura Mercier for my, you know, SPF and my cover, but I use this nitric oxide activating serum, N101, nitric oxide activating serum that really, I can't believe it's helped with my
non-wrinkles area.
My smile lines.
I mean, I need to know what that is.
Wait, hold on. I'm writing down in my...
Yeah, if you Google it, it's nitric oxide activating serum, and it's N101. It's in a blue bottle.
All right, I'm on it.
This is what she was talking about.
Is it really?
Abby. And she's talking about, like, when you're getting into the pharmacology, sounding blonde, but...
N101.
I know.
That's it. That's it. So it's like you're using your own, what we... make naturally to kind of...
I think I know your age, and I'm not going to make you say it on air, but like, I know you don't look it.
Thank you.
Okay, this is really expensive and I'm buying it.
It's good stuff. It's worth it.
Any other serums? Any other magic potions? That's your go-to? What about mascara? Yeah, what's your cherry lip?
Oh, I use the cheapest lipstick. It's like the stain. I stain my lips. I get the Revlon stain. So it stays on
beautiful.
All day.
Beautiful. Love a Revlon. Hair, gorgeous black hair. Do you use the Dyson Airwrap like Emisha?
I actually just got it trimmed. I'm really not great with my hair, but I will say that every once in a while, I'll use a little coloring.
Oh, I use that little coloring about only every 6 weeks of my life. Okay. Favorite thing about New York?
Oh, I love it that you can walk everywhere. I just love that. And the diversity.
Can I tell you what I love about New York? You cannot see someone for 6 years and bump into them like I did you.
Yeah.
That is the magic of New York.
It's magic. The last book you read?
Oh, My Brilliant Friend.
Oh.
By Elena Ferrante. Love it. I want to get to the second book. It's like a 4-book Neapolitan novel. Yeah.
One beauty product you can't live without. Is that the N101?
It is.
Okay.
It's the N101.
Favorite place to go on vacation?
Las Vegas. I know I'm such a...
Michelle, I'm not sure we can be friends. Are you at... What is wrong? What in the world?
It's only because I haven't been to Tulum yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, Las Vegas, I love it. So every year I go to the Naturopathic Convention. They actually have it in Las Vegas. and my bestie lives there.
Oh, well, so. That's why. Okay.
That's different. Your go-to cocktail.
Okay. I'm going to say a sparkling mocktail.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coffee or tea?
I'm going to be a contradiction. Coffee, a good organic coffee.
Oh, your superpower. I know what it is, but I'm going to ask you what your superpower is.
I'm going to say creativity.
If you could have any other job, what would it be?
I would go back to my Broadway days and dance.
You still can.
Production
you
I'm
still
100.
Can. And then you can treat everybody backstage. Biggest vice.
Biggest vice. Oh, Netflix and Majul dates with cashew butter.
Oh my God. I love that. I love both. We always ask every guest before they go, if you could give advice to your 10-year-old self, what would it be?
Oh, stay curious and confident.
You're amazing. I cannot wait to see you because I'm your new patient when I come to New York.
I can't wait.
There in the summers, Michelle Bambasi, acupuncture 101, from pain to fertility to general well-being. Em and I can attest both together and separately how amazing it really is and how it can make you feel.
I think the number one takeaway, if there is one takeaway from this episode, is don't be afraid to try something because it sounds a little out there.
Or hokey pokey or however you know.
If you think it is, just go back to what I said in the very beginning. A hospital like Columbia would not be integrating it into their therapies in their hospital if they didn't believe it was backed by science.
She's a badass for children. She's the co-recipient of the first place award for research paper entitled Acupuncture for Pediatric Sickle Cell Pain Management, a promising non-opiate therapy from the American Academy of Medical Acupuncture. It's going the gamut on what acupuncture can help and do, you know, through a lot of different health crises that children and adults go through. So we love you and thanks for giving back and taking care of my bestie.
Oh my gosh. And thank you so much for inviting me. And
I'll see you next week.
And you guys can find her at MishBomb84. And you can also go to Columbia and she's there somewhere trickling around, treating people, making people happy. So great to meet you. I love you, Em. I love our listeners. And guys, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emisha Gormley. We are always so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim, or my website where we just dive a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and much, much more on mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. A special thanks to my team, Elizabeth Tawfield, Schaefer Carrillo, Ken Orion, and Anna Sessions, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.